Our film critic John Powers has a review of Contact, based on Carl Sagan's novel. It stars Jodie Foster as a serious young astronomer in search of extraterrestrial life.
Today's movies about outer space usually come in one of two kinds: oddball comedies, like the slyly surrealist Men in Black, or extravagant shoot-em-ups like Independence Day. Contact is something different, a science fiction film that tries to deal seriously with big metaphysical issues. It doesn't succeed. In fact, the movie's often ham-fisted and dull. But it's not the cloying piece of big-budget uplift you might initially expect. Jodie Foster stars as Ellie Arroway, a brilliant young scientist obsessed with making contact with alien life forms. Because this is a Hollywood movie, Ellie's opposed by various straw men: a self-promoting scientist played by Tom Skerritt, a sneering national security bureaucrat played quite amusingly by James Woods, and an oily Christian fundamentalist played by Rob Lowe, of all people. Yet in the end, Ellie's vindicated. She receives a message from the star Vega, complete with instructions for building a spaceship, and winds up traveling into space to meet this source of superior intelligence. How superior is open to debate. When the extraterrestrial finally offers its wisdom about loving other people, it's hard not to think that Ellie's rocketed across 25 light years just to land at the Hallmark printing plant. The movie was directed by Robert Zemeckis, who has no equal at putting across this kind of technically elaborate project. He fills Contact with crowd-pleasing tricks, including some that strike me as being faintly obnoxious, such as cutting Bill Clinton into the action, just as he cut Nixon and JFK into Forrest Gump. Call me square, but isn't it a bit unseemly to use a sitting president to pump up a Hollywood movie? That cavil aside, it must be said that some of the movie's effects are really spectacular. Zemeckis creates the most exciting blast-off I've ever seen. You feel the rumbling risk of sitting in a rocket. And he follows this up with the loveliest and trippiest light show since 2001, A Space Odyssey. Yet like nearly all of Zemeckis' films, Contact has a dark undertow. Even as it lays on the sententious speeches and visual poetry, the world it depicts is strangely bleak. Even Ellie isn't really likable. As played by Foster with admirable thin-lipped aggressiveness, Ellie's so obsessed with contacting aliens that she cuts herself off from the humans around her. She even remains detached from her lover, played by Matthew McConaughey, an unctuous ex-seminarian who wants to know why she's so eager to go into space.
Look, Palmer, nobody's saying this is dangerous, right? The rest of the candidates and myself, we fully understand the implications, the risks that we're taking.
Why?
Because it's a historic opportunity, because the world needs...
You, Ellie, you personally. And by doing this, you're willing to give your life. You're willing to die for it.
Long as I can remember, I've been searching for something, some reason why we're here. What are we doing here? Who are we? If this is a chance to find out even just a little part of that answer, I don't know. I think it's worth a human life. Don't you?
In fact, this is only part of the story. Driven and self-righteous, Ellie doesn't realize that her craving to meet extraterrestrial life grows from her unconscious desire to rejoin her father, who died when she was 9. This connection with the dead is what she's always pursuing. There's something deathly in her rejection of human contact, and Zemeckis emphasizes the tantalizing isolation of her quest by filling the screen with TV monitors, video cameras, satellite dishes, computers, electronic images that always point to something untouchable beyond themselves. In the end, Ellie actually touches this beyond. Some might say she finds God. She certainly finds a kind of faith. Yet what's striking about the film's ending is that even Zemeckis doesn't quite believe in her transcendent discovery. Ellie's triumph is hedged in with bleakness, and the movie closes not with the familiar Hollywood fanfare, but with an image of profound ambiguity. Ellie's staring into space as the darkness descends around her, the merest ghost of a smile trying to brighten her face, but never actually doing so. Here, as in Forrest Gump, Zemeckis has created a hero who may have God on her side, but she still winds up alone, thinking of the loved ones who've been lost.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.